Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 438 for the 18th of May, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for a few seconds for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like to hear from check-ins. If you do not have an SDF username, well, why not? You can get one for free and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. So as I said before, take your web browser to sdf.org to learn more. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on EchoLink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you do not have to be associated with SDF to participate. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and the topic this week is, well, you know, Hamvention is this weekend. So did anybody go to Dayton or Xenia this weekend and have a report for what you saw there? I'm looking at my dashboard here, and I'm seeing four call signs, and only one of them I don't recognize. Maybe you've been here before, but it's been a while. So I have Kilo Delta 3, Alpha Lima Bravo, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Charlie Alpha, and November 4, Romeo November Whiskey. Right, so let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Right, so I guess we might as well jump in and KD3ALB. You have the floor.
Hi, this is Paul, KD3ALB. I have an SDF account. It is P. Welch, that's Papa Whiskey Echo, Lima Charlie Hotel. I don't log into it much. I don't actually remember how I stumbled onto SDF as an amateur radio group, but I thought I'd join in. As for the question, I did not make it to Hamvention, but I've been casually browsing the YouTube videos of people covering it.
Okay, I understand. And I think a lot of people find SDF and they register because it's so easy and it's free. And then, you know, maybe they don't come back for a while. In fact, just a little while ago, I saw some people in Calm, which is a chat room on SDF. A couple of people who signed up, you know, like in 2009, but have not been regular members or, you know, attendees in the chat room. So anyway, happens a lot. Let's see, I think I'm missing something here. Oh, right, I need to write down N4RNW. Right, next on my list here is KC1TCA.
Good evening, everybody. This is KC1TCA, Rich, in East Falmouth, Massachusetts. My SDF username is RFX. And as far as the question of the week goes, I've never been to one of the ham conventions. I haven't even been to one of the flea markets, although we have one. We have one in New England that's supposed to be quite good, and it's coming up. I don't think it's this weekend. The one that just went by shows you how out of touch I am with that. But it's mostly, I know that they have courses or seminars and things like that, and I think that could be really useful to me. Time is, of course, a problem, but a lot of it is I'm very resistant to going to a shopping event because that's the last thing I need to be confronted with, since there are so many things that I already want to spend money on. And if I go get excited about radios, it's probably not going to make good sense for me right now. In other news, I don't have any interesting ham news, except yesterday we did radio support for the Alzheimer's Family Support Service Center here on Cape Cod. I'm going to pause for a second because I have this no idea how long I've been talking, but hang on a second. And that was pretty cool. We do it twice a year. Yesterday, it was a very sunny. It was 65 degrees and it was sunny, but it was really windy and the wind was coming up off of the water. And it was pretty cold, but it was still really nice. But it's basically just it's a fundraiser for this group that offers free support for families who have people that are, you know, kind of caring for Alzheimer's and dementia. It's a really great service. The people that I've talked to, I've never had to rely on their services for anything, but I have friends that have, and people just seem to think that they're like, you know, a godsend to those families. So it's seems to be a really worthwhile thing to help support. And basically, they do a fundraiser walk, and they bring, you know, a lot of people who are affected out. And so it's important that somebody's, you know, sort of watching the whole field all the time. And so we've got hands all over that are helping to make sure that nobody gets confused, lost, angry, or you know, needs help in some way. So it was pretty good. But aside from that, that's basically it. I hope to not spend a lot of money anytime soon on ham stuff, but I could spend some more time doing it because I've been sort of out of it for a while. That's it. It's good to be here with you all, and I will talk to you all. KC1TCA out.
Okay, thanks, Richard. And yeah, it's about time to do another, to make HamFest another topic of the week. There are a lot of things to do at a HamFest besides buying expensive new gear, or even, you know, bargains in the flea market. You mentioned there are forums usually. Oftentimes there are exam sessions, so if you want to upgrade, you know, that's an opportunity to do that. And then there's just, even if you don't buy anything, it's helpful to cruise the flea market and the vendors to see what is trending, what's popular, what people are buying, what the prices are like, what's getting harder and harder to obtain. So just to kind of keep your finger on the pulse, it's handy. And, you know, it's usually like a morning on the weekend, a few hours, if you don't have to travel very far. Hamvention is something special, though. I think for most people it's a long trip, and it's like 3 days if you do it properly. I used to do it every year because I had a friend who was a vendor. And so I would go along to help him. And so I got in basically, I'm trying to remember, did I actually pay my, I think he paid for the admission and the hotel room. So it was like a free ride for me, and all I had to do was help set up and tear down and maybe man the booth for a while. So from like 2002 until about 2017, I was an annual attendee. But that relationship changed, and I haven't been back to Ohio for Hamvention since, I don't know, maybe 18 or 19, I forget. Anyway, enough of that. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and good evening, Richard is out there, and Paul's out there. Harold here, Fort Myers, Florida, on the southwest coast. Finally had some real good thunderstorms generate today, and as you might know, Florida is in a drought condition, so we've been waiting for the summer pattern of rain and thunderstorms every day to kick in and hydrate everything. So that happened, and boy, we had a good one this afternoon, and the forecast for the next week looks pretty good too, good and wet. That cuts down on the fires, and everything's dry, so we need it. I was at a hamvention or a ham thing down here in Fort Myers many years ago, And that's really the only time I was ever up there or ever at one. I went to Dayton for an air show, but never for that hamvention up there. So that's all I got to contribute. If I have to bow out, everybody have a good night, good week. Back to you, Wayne, and for RNW.
I guess you've never gone up to Orlando for the hamcation in February?
I've heard of that. Yes, that rings a bell, but no, never have been.
Okay. Well, it looks like the ham conference has joined us, so now I need to rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 438 for the 18th of May, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Now, we've had four check-ins here connected directly to the TechLink conference. And so for those of you out there on the HAM conference, I'm opening up for check-ins, so come now with your call sign.
DK2DY.
Okay, I got one check-in there, or one call sign, DK2DY. Hi, Robert. The topic this week, by the way, it's hamvention time up here in North America. I don't suppose you bothered to travel to Ohio to attend, but that's kind of what the topic is this week. But we could probably expand it to ask, have you been to any Australian hamfests? Or what do you call them, rallies like they do in England? Anyway, lately.
Good morning, this is Robert, Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 17 degrees Celsius and raining. It's probably going to rain all day today, looking at the radar. Anyway, it is what it is. It's autumn, it gets dark early, it's, yeah. So a hamfest. Well, I have never been to Dayton, or to, I guess it's Xenia, whatever you say it. But I have been to a couple of hamfests down here, and sometimes they call them field days, sometimes they call them hamfests, or boot sales, car boot sales, various terms for the particular events here. So I've been to a couple. We, of course, only have about 15,000 hams down here. So a good attendance for anything down here is anything over 1,000. That does not compare with Hamvention with its, 34,000 or whatever the number is. That's twice as many hams as there are here in the entire country. So we don't have anything near that equivalent. Used to be one up in the Central Coast in a place called Wyong that used to get 1,500, maybe 2,000 in a good year, but that sort of went by the wayside. So we don't have any major activities here. I think there's one up in the Gold Coast. There's one down in Tasmania. There's maybe one down somewhere near Melbourne. Anyway, there's some larger ham activities, whatever they call them, nothing anywhere near the size of Dayton. Probably an average ham fest size for North America. So for me to get to Ohio would be a 17-hour flight to Dallas, and then Dallas to Ohio, which is probably another, 4 hours, 3-4 hours, and then getting out to Xenia, whatever it's called, another hour. So it would take me a good day's travel to get there. So I don't travel like that anymore. I used to love long distance flights, but I've come to not like them anymore. So probably never get there. Anyway, thank you for taking my check-in. BK2DY, back to net.
Okay, well, it's always good to have you in here, Robert. And, yeah, I think it's pronounced Xenia. Kind of like there was a TV show, Xena, Warrior Princess, something like that. So, anyway, long E, It sounds like it starts with a Z, Xenia. Here where I live, our local club, we used to have an annual auction, and we would get, I don't know, sometimes 30 or 40 people attending. But it was a lot of work to do an auction because you have to itemize the lots that are brought in, and then have an auctioneer sell them, and it was a big production. But we did it for years, but we kind of ran out of steam. And so what we've done for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, we have what we call a tailgate, which is kind of like I think you mentioned something that's similar to it, where we meet at a parking lot. It happens that the one that we use is a church, so it's got a huge parking lot. And you come and you park your car in a space, and maybe you take the adjacent space as well. And you can put stuff out on a tarp on the ground, or you can literally open your trunk or your tailgate or the bed of your pickup truck and display your wares for sale. So, in fact, we've got one of those coming up very soon on the 6th of June. So that's, like 3 or 4 weeks away. So let's see. Is there anyone else on the ham conference who's listening and would like to join us? Please give your call sign now. Okay, nothing heard. So it looks like we're going to be closing the net real soon. Does anyone want to have a recheck or to expand on their comments previous?
KC1TCA.
Oscar Whiskey Lima. Oscar Whiskey Lima. I haven't had much practice broadcasting on hand, so I've just been listening in so that I can get better at it. Thank you so much.
Okay, I had a couple things happening there. KC1TCA and also ZL4NORM. Norm, stand by. Richard, go ahead.
KC1TCA here. Sorry, ZL4NORM. I accidentally over broadcast you. Sorry about that. I wasn't going to add a whole lot. I was just going to say that our club here has a local one too that's supposed to be quite good, where they take the, I think it's the cafeteria at the local Votech school, and it's every fall. And I've been meaning to go to that. The only reason that I haven't is because it's from 8 to 12 on a weekend morning, and that's pretty much prime spouse time. But maybe I will get up there this fall and participate in that. And I'm also really intrigued by Robert's comment that he really liked long distance flights, because I've done that. I've done, I think, Hawaii to New Zealand, or Hawaii to Australia. I can't remember what city, and I thought I was going to lose my mind on the way home. The way home was much harder, because that was all the way from, I think it was Australia to Los Angeles, and it was so difficult. But that's basically it. I apologize for talking over NORM. KC1TCA out.
Okay, no problem. We'll give Norm a chance to speak. Let's see, there's something else that's gonna. I thought I had a reply there. I've never done any international flights, so. My experience with flying, the longest flight I've ever done has been from like roughly Chicago to San Francisco, say, or Los Angeles. So that's what, maybe 4 hours? So nothing compared to New Zealand or Australia. So I'm not sure how you guys handle that. I used to enjoy flying. I didn't have to pay for it because I was flying for work, and I always enjoyed seeing new places, seeing new airports. The novelty was really cool, and actually I enjoyed the, what would you call it, the I don't know, fringe benefits. Back in the day, I'm talking about the 70s and the 80s, the airline milieu I mean, it was very pleasant. I mean, they had very professional staff on the airline, on the air crew. They really catered to the passengers' needs. So it was a very enjoyable experience. Now, I haven't flown, I don't know, it's been at least, I think before 9/11 was the last time I flew anywhere. And I understand that a lot of things have changed. And so, I'm glad that I'm not flying anymore. Anyway, let's go over there to ZL4NORM. And Norm, the topic this week, you know, Hamvention is going on in Xenia, Ohio this weekend. So the question was for the North American hams, if they had attended, or beyond that, have you been to a ham fest lately? So that's what we've been talking about. So ZL4NORM, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is ZL4OWL, or Doolittle 4, Oscar Lima. I've been looking into get better at broadcasting because I haven't done much in the past, and I really want to get better as I only got my ham license. Thank you. Back over to you.
Okay, sorry, I didn't really copy any of that there because your audio is very low. I understand my audio is very low, but I had to turn my PC speakers up to maximum at just about the time you were finishing. So, if you would like to repeat what you said, I'll put the speaker up against my ear so that I can hear it well.
This is Zulu Lima 4, Oscar Whiskey Lima. I'm so sorry. I'm just listening into the frequency so that I could get better at broadcasting myself because I only recently got my license. Thank you. Back over to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Norm. You know, we do this every week. You've joined us before. I recognize your call sign. So you can join us again in the future. So I'm ready for any additional rechecks or comments for the net. If you would like to do so, please call now. Okay, Robert tells me that, I think he means that I have timed out. What was the last thing that you copied?
Yeah, sorry, that's my link. I got to reset the timer on that. It's set to too low. Ignore it, and I'll reset it in a few minutes. BK2DY.
Yeah, okay, no problem. All right, so I guess I'll make this final call for rechecks or additional comments for the net before I wrap it up. It's like 27 minutes after the hour, so this is a fairly average length for a net. Okay, let's see, where am I in my script here? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0028 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can join us on SDF in COM, the chat room, in the non-radio section. Also, we're looking for additional net control operators, so let me know if you would like to take a try at that. So this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73, everyone.